Mexico's indigenous movements will have a very difficult time holding the Mexican state accountable to its promises unless the rest of Mexico's national political transition moves closer to democracy. At least 1 in 10 Mexicans speaks an indigenous language, and so for them, Spanish is a foreign language. They, in order to change the Mexican state, need to work in coalition with the rest of Mexican society. If it weren't for sympathy and support from the rest of Mexican civil society, the Zapatistas would have been militarily crushed long ago. International support has certainly helped, but it's been the support in the rest of Mexican civil society that has been most important at staying the hand of the military. The result is low-intensity conflict, keeping people down, trying to divide communities with carrots as well as sticks. To change that situation would require changing the balance of power at the national level. In spite of their being very remote from most of indigenous civil society, the political parties are the ones which will have the last word. So one of the things you need to keep an eye on is to what degree are regional social and civic movements able to hold the political parties accountable, and to what degree are they able to build balanced partnerships. The Huichol people of northern Jalisco, parts of Nayarit and other states in the north, have pursued a strategy of working through the agrarian tribunals to recover their ancestral lands that were taken over by ranchers. Their partial successes have served as a model for others who want to help to strengthen the public interest law tradition, which has historically been quite weak. People had little reason to have faith in the legal system, but the Huichol's partial successes in actually recovering land through the courts suggest that there is a lot to be gained from balanced partnerships between lawyers and organized communities.